We're doing the Rabbeinu Yonam Pirkei Avot. We had learned the Mishnah. Yosef ben Yochanan says, Yiveitcha patuach mirvacha. Your home should be wide open. And on that, we learned the Rabbeinu Yonah, either that lirvacha means that people should find breath in your home, or that a person's home should be wide open, like the home of Avraham Avinu, run an open home. V'yiyu aniyim b'nei veitecha. The next thing Yossi ben Yochanan taught us is that the poor should be from the members of your home. What does that mean? Hu nidrash l'shnei panim. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's understood in two directions. B'mkom shekone avanim u'mefarnesem yishtamesh b'aniyim v'yifarnes otam. One understanding is, don't buy servants. Hire the poor so that you give them a livelihood. So the first understanding is, hire them. That's the idea, that they should be a part of your home. Don't spend the money purchasing a servant. You will benefit more greatly by hiring the poor, and you'll also perform a mitzvah. So that's one understanding. Perush acher, an alternate understanding. Vegam sheyu aniim regilim leveito v'yamdu sham belo bosh panim. They should feel like they're a part of your home and be there without being embarrassed. Barot lehem panim shel simcha. That's the way you greet the people when they come. Make them feel at home, a part of the family. Let them have what they want so that they feel like they're part of the home and they don't feel like they're a burden. Now this is very difficult, and the practical applications of this Mishnah involve a certain balance. People overstep their bounds, and you have to know where the limitations are. It's one thing to make a person a member of the family. It's another thing for him to take advantage of that and come make long-distance calls for 2,000 shekel a month. Saying there's a certain balance that people have to find. You wouldn't let your son get away with that either. So there's a balance.
No, you have a really good contract, like you can call unlimited.
Okay. So two understandings Rabbeinu Yonah offers. The yonim bnei veitecha, either hire them, and that's the highest form of tzedakah, as we've discussed in the name of the Rambam, or a person should have the poor as members of the family. They should be adopted members of the family, and that's a tremendous chesed.